definitely an improvement. You know, it's just been getting better. And, yeah, I'm just happy to be out there and, you know, have a chance to, you know, play against a very good team. And, you know, go see those guys again. It'll be fun. And, you know, I'm just getting my knee right, so I have that ability to.
As you look at it now, was the level of improvement enough where you do have strong optimism about Sunday?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. You know, it all depends, you know, how it reacts. We'll see tomorrow, you know, how it did to, you know, some of the pounding today. But, you know, I'm high spirits and I'm preparing, you know, like I do every week to go out there and to play.
For those of us who don't get to see the Niners very much on the East Coast, what is it about their defense, especially the front seven? They've been allowing only 71 yards rushing per game.
Right, they're a very good defensive front. They got great linebackers that can come down here, hill and hit you, and you know, they can definitely run to the ball. They got some great speed. They play well together. It's definitely going to be a challenge for us, and you know, we got to be on top of our game. And you know, it's a, you know, you could say it's a long trip out there, whatever. But you know, they're a good team, but we're a good team too. And you know, we got to focus on the things that are necessary for us to win.
How much does that D revolve around Willis? Are they trying to funnel people to him, or are they trying to clean people up so that he can make plays?
Yeah, he's definitely the leader, the playmaker. You know, but Navarro Bowman has, you know, the most tackles, and they really, you know, do a good job of, you know, keeping guys off the backers and letting them flow or, you know, hit a gap and make a play. And they're really strong up front. They got really good moves. And, you know, I'll just teach the guys as much as I can about, you know, how they rush and what type of moves they have or how they'll react to something. And that's really all I can do, and we just got to get ready.
In meetings that you have this week, David, are you more vocal, you know, about what you know about this team than maybe in other weeks against other opponents?
Yeah, well, like I said, we got to, you know, we have to do our own stuff. We got to prepare. You know, when there's time for me to, you know, chime in on, you know, he has, you know, this sort of rip rush or,
right,
you know, the hold you here or, you know, something like that, I'll chime in. And, you know, I've already made a, you know, a couple of lists of, you know, things that they do, so I can, you know, hand those out and keep everybody educated on, you know, their personnel wise and how they do things over there. You know, it's a 3-4 defense, and, you know, we've seen those before. And, you know, they do some things that are, you know, different but not surprising to us. You know, we've had people that have run those, you know, type of schemes against us before with, you know, maybe a faster inside guy, you know, playing an inside three technique or somebody standing up a couple of yards off the ball. You know, that's just things we have to be prepared for, but it's nothing like we're shocked to see it, you know. So, but they are a very good defense, and, you know, I do congratulate them for their success. I'm very happy for them. But, you know, it's a football game, and we're both good teams, and, you know, we want to win. So we're going to go down there, and we got to get our game plan together and execute.